Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for another edition of our very successful flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm super excited to always be with you, and I am your host. And so today, we're going to step out of the ordinary a little bit. I don't want to say anything that we talk about is ordinary, but you know, if you've been following me for a while, we talk a lot about relevant topics in the health, fitness, self-care, mindset space. We talk a lot about travel because we do a lot of retreats. We talk about, you know, just living a very full life. And so today, I have Nicole Garrett with me, who is a CHT and the founder. Her company, her business is called Under Pressure. She is a former commercial diver and a dive medic. And we're going to be talking about the concept of hyperbarics and why this is something that she's really trying to make more mainstream in terms of not just day-to-day practices, but how it can really help you. So thanks so much for joining me today, Nicole.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So let's just hit it right out of the gate. Talk to us. What is hyperbarics?
Yeah. So hyperbaric, what it means, hyper is increased, baric is pressure. What we do is we put you inside of a hyperbaric chamber, we pressurize it, and then we give you oxygen. And so by breathing increased oxygen, we actually use the pressure to dissolve the oxygen in all of your fluids, kind of like a soda is carbonated. And then by cheating how we get oxygen into your body kind of just goes wild with it and starts healing everything. So we just use physics to manipulate how to get oxygen in your body to let your body do what it knows how to do best.
Oh, I love that. I love the analogy to the soda can, because that's like the visual I'm having is when you open it and it's like everything kind of escapes, you know, it kind of makes that noise.
Yep, 100%. That's actually kind of how decompression sickness happens, is if you open it too fast, just like a soda, then those bubbles have to go somewhere and that causes the problem.
Yeah. So then tell us a little bit about the concept of decompression, because I'm sure there are people listening who maybe do some diving, but I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who don't. So how is that relevant to like just health in general?
Yeah, well, decompression when you're diving, you know, you dive, say you're going to 60 feet, which is two times the pressure we're at now, actually three times the pressure. And you're down there breathing compressed gas. If you come back to the surface too quickly, those bubbles come out of solution in your body and create little blockages. So you want to come up slowly and maybe have a little stop to let that catch up. When we use it in medicine and like the hyperbaric chambers, you're getting a physical, almost lymphatic massage from the pressure. It's a very potent vasoconstrictor with the oxygen. So you're getting a reduction in swelling immediately. And then over the last few years, we've discovered that it stimulates your own stem cells to release. So you're getting that activation. It stimulates collagen synthesis and fibroblasts, which is kind of like your bone healing to activate. So it's really all we're doing is giving you oxygen, but your body uses it for so many things. We can activate all your healing properties at once.
Okay. So you have your own center now in Southern California. And you, what are the kinds of, tell us a little bit about the kind of people that come see you and kind of walk us through kind of what the standard practice is.
Yeah. So for us, we have full medical grade chambers. We can take Medicare insurance. So everyone starts out the same, whether you're coming for general wellness or you have a severe illness or something that we're treating, and we do a full clearance on you to make sure you're fit to go under pressure, walk you through what it's going to feel like, how to clear your ears, what to expect, what to wear even. And then once we get started with treatment, you know, all of our staff are fully trained. So there's someone next to you the whole time you can speak with. You're not, you know, isolated in the chamber there. The most common people we're treating right now, we treat a lot of post-surgical patients. We are in the plastic surgery capital of the world, so that's part of it. But we also are treating a lot of post-mastectomy reconstruction. Mastectomies are very major surgeries that have a lot of difficulty healing. So we can reduce scarring, accelerate healing, and prevent kind of repeat surgeries for complications. We treat a lot of people after they've had cancer and radiation treatments. We can reverse the damage the radiation caused. And then we're seeing a large number of people coming in for general wellness. I mean, it lengthens your telomeres. So on a DNA level, we have some anti-aging effects happening. You get the collagen synthesis. So you look a little bit younger. All your aches and pains go away. So there's a lot of longevity with adding this to your daily healthcare routines.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I really do think that this is becoming a lot more of a really popular topic. I know a couple conferences I've been to in the last few years, some of the speakers have referenced it. But I guess my next question is, and this might sound a bit redundant, but I'm just thinking about a lot of people in my audience that may not be familiar with this. How could this, number one, two things, how could this, number one, be helpful for somebody who just wants to improve their overall health and fitness? And number two, why should they really care?
So it's helpful for health and fitness. I mean, you're recovering faster. So if you're an athlete, we treat a lot of athletes and a lot of stunt people because we are here in Hollywood. But we're getting that inflammation down, and that on some level, that's a lot of what steroids can do for the people that take it. This is a much more natural approach.
Nice. You're
recovering faster. The inflammation's gone. You're getting that kind of lymphatic massage, like I said, from the actual compression phase. And you can train harder, train faster. You're not as sore. As far as longevity, we don't have the full data. The big study was done in 2020 that mapped out how much it lengthens your telomeres. We don't know how that affects you. I mean, is having 25 years worth of life back on your telomeres give you 25 years more of life? Or is it just a better quality of life as you age? I do think quality is huge. The effects on the brain from this and kind of reversing a lot of dementia and Alzheimer's symptoms is pretty profound. So I think that's the best value for your long term is having a quality of life as you age.
Oh, I love that. I think that you hit on something I think that's obviously, I think people are a little hypersensitive about right now. I know several people in my world who have recently been diagnosed with dementia, and a couple people who've recently passed away from pretty aggressive dementia. I mean, I don't know that it was really referred to as Alzheimer's. But talk to us a little bit about the connection between hyperbaric treatment and possibly reversing dementia or at least slowing down the symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, we see it very regularly in our patients. You know, we treat a lot of wounds and diabetics, and along with that comes a lot of dementia because it happens usually later in life as things start to kind of not heal like they should. And the quality of life they get back is amazing. The mechanism of action similar to treating a traumatic brain injury patient, whether that's from trauma or a stroke, because that's the same thing. A lot of the dementia is happening because there's parts of the brain that are getting deprived of oxygen. And so we can get the oxygen back in there. So when you're in the chamber, because we've saturated all your fluids with oxygen, we're actually diffusing it into the brain. And now those little things, areas that were deprived of oxygen are kind of waking up. And then we take you out of the chamber. And that's when your body goes, wait a minute, I had something there a few minutes ago that I don't have. And it actually starts to regrow new blood vessels. It's the only thing we have in medicine that can regrow new blood vessels. And that's why it works so well for reversing radiation and healing wounds. And after surgery, we're regrowing the blood vessels. So it always has that oxygen, not just when you're in the chamber.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So I'm just curious, obviously you're the expert here. You mentioned When you're getting a treatment, let's say someone's in the chamber and they're getting a treatment for the first time, you mentioned that it can feel almost like pressure on them. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the only place you really feel the pressure systemically, because we go between 2 and 3 atmospheres. So for our divers out there, that's between 33 and 66 feet. You feel it on your ears. So it's just like driving through the mountains or flying in a plane. You do have to clear your ears. Outside of that, it's not enough pressure to really feel it on your body unless you are a diver, and then we have to go pretty deep, and then you do start to get the kind of chipmunk voice and feel the pressure a little bit more systemically.
Okay. And that doesn't take very long, I guess, to subside.
No, we go very slow the first day just so you can acclimate. And then like I can get down to pressure in less than 30 seconds. I've done it so long, but we don't, you know, jump everyone in. Your ears acclimate pretty well. And you know, if you're doing a week's worth of therapy, you can get down pretty quick.
Yeah. So I know that this probably depends on the person, but is there like a recommended treatment plan? I know you and I were chatting before we hit record that, you know, a lot of the specific guidelines are
you know, for lack of a better way to say it, are probably pretty outdated right now. So I'm just wondering, do you have like specific recommendations? I mean, I know it probably depends on the person and where they are, but I don't know what you can tell us about that.
Yeah, we dose the oxygen with time and pressure. So depending upon what you're coming in for, and this is usually what we talk about when we do a clearance, is if you're coming in for like a diabetic wound, we know it's going to be about 30 treatments for 2 hours. You come in every day. If you're doing a TBI protocol, it's about 30 treatments for 2 hours as well, but it's a different pressure. When we are treating bone infections, we go a bit deeper. The important thing to remember with hyperbaric oxygen is it does take a series. You don't just jump in for one and everything's fixed. You want to kind of think about it like antibiotics. You don't want to do half the dose and skip doses. When we are trying to revasculate part of your body, you want to get that regular exposure and then the time in between. So it's stimulating those blood vessels to grow.
Yeah. So it's similar. I mean, my background is in health and fitness. So, and I know it's not at all the same thing, but the analogy, I'm a big analogy person. The analogy that's coming to my mind is you're not going to get results overnight. And you got to stick with it for a while so that you can see significant changes.
Yeah, just like you got to work out every day to get those results. Can't go to the gym once and walk out.
I mean, you know, it's like, depending on who you talk to, you say, like, what does it take 30 days to develop a habit, you know, for the most part? You know, if you're going to see significant results in the gym, you got to plan on 3 to 6 months. So in your case, it's like, you know, 30 hours is that, I don't know if that's pretty much what you said, but you're like 2 hours, you know, 30 treatments, 2 hours a pop, you know, is a significant timetable. But at the same time, if you want the results, that's what it's going to take.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Most are in the 20 to 30 range for treatments where it's been pretty proven efficacious.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. So are there any like general wellness routines that are just really popular right now? I mean, I know you're in Southern California and you guys have been dealing with all the horrible fires. So I'm just wondering if you're going to start seeing people as a result of that.
Yeah, we have been treating some smoke inhalations, and we're offering it for our first responders who have been, you know, living it 10 feet away from the fires.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that you work mostly on referral then, or word of mouth, or both?
It's both. Because we have our own medical director on site, you know, you don't have to come with your own prescription. We're going to write it anyways. And, you know, we're all trained in exactly what you're going to need. A lot of times outside doctors don't have, they'll be like, you need hyperbarics. We know you need that. Here, go do 3 or go do 10 for 45 minutes each. Like that, you don't understand until you've studied it takes 45 minutes just to reach subcutaneous tissue and then, you know, 60 minutes to get to the bone. And so if you don't understand that, you don't quite know how to prescribe it. We take care of all of that.
Yeah, I can see where there would be some a disconnect with the general public, thinking that they go in like they're going, I mean, pardon the analogy, but like they're going in to the tanning bed, or they're going in to mm-hmm. something, you know, a yoga class or whatever, that's an hour. And you're like, no, you need a little bit longer than that.
Yeah. Hour is the bare minimum. And again, you never really want to do just one unless you're just treating decompression sickness or maybe carbon monoxide poisoning, where it's one's on all you need.
Yeah.
You got to have that commitment.
So what do you think the public knows about the recommended dosage right now? I know that you were talking a little bit about, you know, the FDA guidelines are pretty restrictive. And so I'm just wondering, like, what you can tell us about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, in our healthcare system, it takes an average of 10 years for something to get through the research phase to get approval. And so I do think traumatic brain injuries will be the next approved indication.
Yeah.
But it's been over 10 years we've been doing research on that. So I'm kind of personally frustrated it's not. It should be more accessible to people. The VA is getting pretty good about treating our veterans for it. But outside of that, you know, once Medicare approves, usually most other private insurances follow.
Yeah, like hopefully not too soon after that, because I can see, you know, my sense is over the last few years, pretty much since the pandemic, is that a lot of people are looking at different types of therapies and they're becoming more and more interested in that, which I know, you know, Big Pharma probably isn't a big fan of. But I do think that it's important that the public be informed. So I'm just wondering, what's your best advice for people out there who are thinking about this or maybe starting the research process, starting to explore it? You know, what pieces of advice can you offer people?
Yeah, I think as you're looking for the right centers and facilities, you want to make sure you have a hard-sided chamber. You don't want a soft chamber. There is a emerging kind of field for mild hyperbarics. Mild hyperbaric chambers were approved to treat mountain sickness. They're actually made for our wildland firefighters who get altitude sickness to get treated on the mountain so they can go back out and fight fires. But it's not enough pressure to give you those new blood vessel growths to stimulate the stem cells. So you want to make sure you're at a facility that has the right equipment and that they have kind of some safety policies in place, because you are in a confined space with a lot of oxygen. So there's a fire risk. So you just want to make sure that they're safe.
Yeah.
If someone has questions, they can email us, info@underpressure.com. I find facilities for people all the time, all over the country.
So you mentioned you want people to find a hard chamber. Is that right?
Yeah. A hard chamber, you need to go to about 2 atmospheres. Mm. And so if you're not going that deep, you're just not going to get all the true medical benefits. The mild chambers are, they're not completely useless. You're just not going to get the full benefit. And they still pose some of the dangers, you know, of fire, because you're still in increased oxygen environment. And so my advice would just make sure you get the right equipment and the right trained people, and you're usually in good hands.
Okay. And this might sound like a really off the wall question, but I just have to ask you, since you're the expert. You know, I've been to a couple of meetings over the last couple of years, and I've been to places and they advertise them as oxygen bars. And you probably know what I'm talking about, but can you kind of enlighten us on that? Because, I mean, like I said, I completely understand why someone would do that and the appeal of that. But after listening to everything that you've shared, I'm just like, what? Can you please help us with that?
Yeah. So if you're an otherwise healthy person, they're not going to do anything for you.
That's what I thought.
The way we get oxygen in our body, even in the chamber, it's through breathing it, but your red blood cells carry it. So think, you know, you go to any doctor's office, they put the little O2 sat monitor on your finger. If you're 98%, 100% there, you can't get the oxygen that you're breathing in an oxygen bar into your body without adding more red blood cells to carry it. That's why we have to put you in the chamber to pressurize you to get it in there. So, I mean, they may be fun. It may be strawberry scented. I'm not a big fan of synthetic smells in general. But yeah,
it always catches my eye and gets me curious when I go places and I see something like that. I'm like, okay, seriously, really? But I mean, there are just a lot of people in the public that aren't that informed. And that's why it's so important to me when I talk to an established expert like you that we kind of debunk all of that.
Yeah, even in our healthcare system, I mean, there's about an hour of education for your 4 years of med school. So unless the physicians rotate through a hospital or facility, during their residency program, they don't really know what hyperbaric medicine is. And then as they start working, and that's where you kind of get the, I don't know how to prescribe it, because, you know, 1 hour in 4 years is not an expert.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly. So people can come see you without a prescription, though.
Yes. Yep. We can write the prescription.
Okay. I love that. So do you have anything else that you'd like to share with our audience? I mean, are there any like helpful tips? Are there like resources, places that people are really want to know more? I mean, obviously they can reach out to you, but what do you recommend?
Yeah. I mean, obviously our website's a great resource. On our website, underpressure.com, there is a research page that's got a couple hundred different studies. So if you kind of want to dial into like, how could this help this indication or that, I've been really sourcing. They're all like NIH or PubMed studies. I think it's a great place to just kind of dive in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, talk to your local physicians or talk to your local naturopaths. They tend to be a little bit more open to the idea of hyperbaric medicine. It's been around actually since the 1600s, but in our healthcare system, it's been considered a little taboo until the last 20 or so years.
Yeah, it's kind of considered, the word that comes to my mind is an alternative therapy.
Right.
But I'm here for it because I feel like I understand the benefits and how it works, but I just know that a lot of people probably think, well, that's just for divers, right? Or that's just for people who have a serious health condition. But I love that it's becoming more accepted for people just to improve their overall health and wellness.
Yeah. I mean, we try to, our staff kind of fight over getting in chambers when people call out because it does kind of take away the aches and pains. But most of us try and get in once or twice a week as just a maintenance routine to just make sure, you know, our tissues are saturated and we're optimized.
Yeah. Is that something that you recommend for people listening?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's something you can obviously fit into your schedule because it is a little time consuming. For general maintenance and wellness, we usually do about an hour. You don't have to do the full 2 hours once you've kind of reached your goal. The 2 hours is really to accelerate the healing when you've had tissue damage.
I understand. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Awesome. Really fascinating stuff. So people can connect with you then on your website?
Yeah, underpressure.com or on Instagram at underpressurehyperbarics. For your audience, we're offering $50 off your first treatment if they want to come and try it out. Just mention Allison K and we'll take care of you.
So it's under pressure what on Instagram? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
At under pressure hyperbarics.
Hyperbarics, right. Okay. Because I know a lot of our audience is like, you know, they're big on following socials. At least that's what a lot of people tell me. So I always want to make sure I share that. Thanks so much for making time today. I know it took a little bit, but I'm really excited to have talked to you. It's just really interesting stuff. I might look into this for myself, actually.
Yeah. Come on by when you come out.
Fascinating. Awesome. So folks out there listening, if what we talked about today was really helpful for you, and what I really want to stress here is that if this is something you're interested in, please feel free to reach out to Nicole or go to her website and take advantage of the free resources. I really feel like we really have to be our own advocates when it comes to exploring something like this. I mean, the medical evidence is overwhelming, and this isn't just a flash in the pan, trendy kind of thing. I mean, the science actually supports it. So if this is something you'd like to learn more about, please feel free to take advantage of Nicole's offer. You can go follow her on Instagram at underpressurehyperbarics or check her out on her website and take advantage of that opportunity. And like I said, if you know someone in your world that you think would be interested in this conversation or that this would be helpful for them, then please feel free to copy the link to this episode and share it with them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, reach out to me on my website, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, allisonk.com, and just hit the connect button and write to me and we will take care of it for you. I always tell you every week, my DMs are always open and I always love hearing from you. So if you have feedback for us or if you're feeling inclined to leave us a review, we always appreciate that. And just know that every single week, you guys are the reason why I show up and this is why I do what I do. I'm so fortunate and grateful to have this space and our Thursday business show, Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. So we just appreciate all of you, even if you're listening to me right now for the very first time, we do consider you part of our family. So just know that we're grateful for all of you. This is Allison Kaskowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, your one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.